Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to continue our conversation about the things we need to know about technological change, taken from the transcript of a 1998 talk given by the late author Neil Postman, which was titled, Five Things We Need to Know About Technological Change. On the first conversation, we talked about culture always paying a price for technology. Today, I want to talk about a really simple concept that Postman points out, but one we should all remember, which is this. There are always winners and losers in technological change. Postman states that the advantages and disadvantages of new technologies are never distributed evenly among the population. This means that every new technology benefits some and harms others, and there are even some who are not affected at all. Everyone's experiences with new technology is unique, and some technologies are going to harm or displace or even render non-essential people or jobs or roles that a particular technology disrupts. And of course, some people are going to benefit from that disruption. I think we're all cognizant of this. Just think about how many robots are going to take all the jobs away articles you've seen recently. But at the same time, we're a little unsure about how it will all play out. But the questions then that we need to keep in mind, if we're going to be knowledgeable and aware and just cognizant of how technology changes things, are these. Who specifically benefits from the development of a new technology? Which groups? What type of people? What kinds of industries might be favored? And of course, which groups of people might eventually be harmed? At work, in our workplaces, HR leaders and IT leaders are constantly thinking about and introducing new technologies to help people do their jobs better, to give them more insights about their roles, to help them understand customers, prospects, even each other, their colleagues, a little bit more efficiently in a better, more intuitive manner. Most workplace technologies do improve things, that's for sure. But we'd be naive to think that new introductions of technology don't harm some other folks in our workplace as well. Maybe the long-term employee who has got a little bit harder time adapting to new tools. Or maybe the person who's this new technology, say for improving a process or automating a process, might render their job unessential or redundant. We have to think about them. We can't always consider the benefits. We also have to think about what happens to the people who are negatively impacted by a new technology. Postman didn't give all the answers here in his talk. I can't give you all the answers as well here on the HR Happy Hour show, but it's important to remember we have to think about who wins, of course, but who may lose when new technologies are introduced and how to best treat those people whose lives, whose jobs, and whose workplaces could be negatively impacted by seemingly amazing new technology. Stay tuned for the next in the series on technological change and what you need to know. This has been a fun conversation. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.